Some musicians came to the stage with a plan. Joshua Roman came with something harder to explain.
From the age of six or so, I was determined that this would be the rest of my life, and no one could talk me out of it.
Roman grew up in Oklahoma, in a home where classical music lived more as an idea than a daily reality. His parents believed in discipline, in self-confidence, in what it means to stand in front of people and share something true. He picked up the cello at three, but it wasn't concert halls that shaped him first. It was bands, basements, and community.
But I played in a lot of bands. I played the cello, I played the bass, whatever I could find. And I think it gave me a real appreciation for the role that music can play in a community and in our lives, beyond what we expect when we think of classical music and the protocols and the beautiful halls.
He went on to serve as principal cellist of the Seattle Symphony before moving to New York City, where he has been based since 2008. He has performed with orchestras across the country, but Omaha, he says, has always felt different. He thinks there is something about this city, like a genuine warmth, a real hunger for the story behind the music, and the audiences are willing to lean in.
Every time I've come, it's been familiar, and yet there's something additive. So it never feels like just another trip to Omaha.
This time, Roman comes to the Omaha Symphony with Tchaikovsky's Rococo Variations, a piece with a backstory almost as dramatic as the music itself. Tchaikovsky wrote it as a tribute to Mozart, a love letter to elegance and grace from a man who spent much of his life in inner instability. But the version audiences will hear isn't quite the one Tchaikovsky wrote. A cellist named Fitzenhagen rearranged it, cut a variation, flipped the order, made it flashier. Tchaikovsky was furious, and then he let it go.
It's so much fun. When I think of this piece, I think of just having a chance to get up there and really embody the performer spirit. So personally, I give thanks to Fitzenhagen for messing around with what Tchaikovsky gave us, which is already great. But I love this piece. I love to share it. I love watching an audience hold their breath to the highest note. It's fantastic.
Beyond the excitement, Roman wants audiences to walk away with something quieter. He believes creativity is not a gift reserved for artists. It is a birthright, something every human being carries. And live music, he says, is one of a few places we can feel that truth all at once, together in the same room.
Now more than ever, it's important for each of us to find a way of tapping into that creativity, however small, big it is.
Joshua Roman joins the Omaha Symphony tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at the Holland Center for a performance of Tchaikovsky's Rococo Variation, in a program that also features legendary soul and Airbnb icon Patti LaBelle. The concert marks the return of music director Thomas Wilkins to the podium. Tickets and information are available at omahasymphony.org. From the KDNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.